There are five steps in creating information security. A plan in the first line of defense, there is people. The first is to develop the information security policies, that is requiring users to log off of their systems before leaving for lunches or meetings, and never sharing passwords, and changing personal passwords every 60 days. So make sure that users or employees are logging off from the computers or servers before going out. And also make sure that you change passwords as often as possible, and also creating very secure passwords and not just putting password that name of pets or name of friends and wives or husbands and so on. And the second is communicate the information security policies. That is, companies are supposed to train all employees and establish clear expectations for following the policies. For example, a formal reprimand can be expected if a computer is left unsecured. So it should be specified what are the punishments that can be given when one leaves a computer unsecured. So it means there must be a group of people, auditors, who check to make sure whether all the computers are left secured. And also it's necessary to identify critical information, assets, and risks. This means that companies must require the use of user IDs, identities, passwords, antivirus software on all systems, and ensure that systems that contain links to external networks have firewalls and intrusion detection software. In many cases, there are companies that are developing sensitive information research or sensitive products, like military system, for instance. They usually have systems for research not connected to the internet because they are not sure they can protect them. So they have special systems, special networks for research material and product sensitive information that are not connected to the internet. And then when they want to access internet, email, whatever it is, then they go to special networks that are connected to the internet. So this must be specified, what are the policies. And also it's necessary to test and reevaluate risks. That is, continually perform security reviews, audits, background checks, and security assessment. When you create a system to protect your information of a company, you must assess whether they are working in accordance to the policies. That is, you must test the system from outside the company and from inside the company. You can do this by using your experts if you have them. If you don't have experts, then you must ask the consultants to help do this. And you must always evaluate risks, because with the technology, as technology advances, even the risks are coming, more risks are coming. And also, one has to obtain stakeholder support. There is, one has to gain the approval and support of the information security policies by the board of directors and or stakeholders. So before you implement whatever you want to implement to protect your information, you must discuss with the board of directors.